When you think of a sci-fi movie, you always think of a society with cool technology and people living in the clouds, and with scientists that develop crazy inventions, including AIs and little robots. How crazy it is, and how a stretch it may seem, our world is chipping its way to becoming a society where interacting with robots will be the norm. Not only talking to robots, but ingesting them into our bodies. That's right. Researchers are developing tiny robots that are able to fit inside of our bodies and even perform cancer treatments inside the patient.
Welcome to the STEM Chat Podcast, where we talk about all of the newest innovations with a huge future ahead of them. This is Karina, Julia, and Sophia. On today's episode, we'll be discussing the future of nanorobots in medical treatment, including cancer delivery systems. What types of robots do you know?
R2-D2?
R2-D2, Your Highness.
WALL-E? The Roomba.
But have you ever envisioned a 4-millimeter long robot made of rubber that can walk, roll, jump, swim, and wiggle through tight spaces? Well, that's the nanorobot.
Nanorobots are on the forefront of medical research. Scientists and engineers have been studying these medical phenomena for years, even dating back to 1959, when physics Nobel honoree Richard Feynman stated in his speech that it would be very interesting in surgery if you could swallow the surgeon. Well, 60 years later, we are almost there. On this special episode, we will be taking questions from callers. Oh, and it looks like we already have a caller. Shiha Yan. Hello, Shiha.
Wow, but how are these robots even controlled if they are so tiny?
The question everyone is wondering. Well, one of the first tiny robots invented was the size of a Good and Plenty candy, known as the PillCam, in 2001. It was designed with a tiny battery, an antenna, a radio transmitter, and a light inside which allowed it to move. As it passes through the gastrointestinal tract of the patient, it projects pictures to a recording belt which was worn around the patient's waist. These images were then analyzed for signs of cancers and other disorders. However, even this tiny robot was not tiny enough. Although it could access the larger cavities of the digestive system, it could not fit through the capillaries, which were much smaller. Therefore, engineers looked to create a robot without a battery in order to reduce the surface area of the robot, and therefore came across magnetism.
But wait, has the PillCam ever been used on patients?
Yes, the perfect example is Anita LaChance, whose blood counts and other medical tests failed to detect the cause of her distress. When her doctors at Milford Regional Medical Center told her about the PillCam, she said it sounded something out of Star Trek, but she loved the idea of not having another invasive test. So she swallowed the pill and went about the rest of her day, allowing the capsule to collect the data it needed of her small intestine. The capsule endoscopy diagnosed her with AVMs, and now, says Anita, she really knows science fiction firsthand.
Some of the nanorobots eventually started to be controlled by magnets once they realized battery-operated ones wouldn't fit in small spaces. The robot itself is made up of magnetic particles within a strip of elastic. All you have to do is play with the external magnetic fields, and there you go. The robot moves. Ever play with magnets as a kid? Basically identical.
As cool as that is that it? It just moves?
No, it could also carry things. The robots are able to pick up small objects and have the ability to carry cargo with a pocket embedded on the strip, just like cargo pants. Therefore, it could possibly carry drugs to needed areas of the body. However, the robot needs to shrink even more and find out if it can cope inside a living body.
The newly designed, multi-legged, mini-robots are able to carry things that are 100 times heavier than itself. Not only are they strong, but they have the potential for performing medical procedures quickly while it's monitoring any warning signs of the body, of a disease within the body. These robots can even be motorized, allowing them to propel through stomach acid and water and even deliver the drug with ease. Dr. Joseph Wang, a professor of nanoengineering at the University of California, San Diego, showed that the motorized
microbots loaded with antibodies were able to treat stomach infections. It's pretty neat to have a miniature doctor already inside your body.
Yeah, and in addition to carrying drugs and other treatments into the body, engineers are also working on using these robots to carry things out of the body as well. In the future, these mini robots may be used to treat heart disease by moving through the blood vessels and extracting built-up plaque and performing biopsies. David Gracias and his colleagues at Johns Hopkins University have recently developed star-shaped microgrippers that react to body heat. If they're injected in the right place, the arms can close around the tissue and carry it out of the body when pulled by a magnet, performing an automated biopsy. And as stated by Celia Gorman of IEEE Spectrum, grippers such as these might provide a less invasive way to screen for colon cancer in the future. With this new advancement, versions of these mini-robots may also be able to extract plaque from blood vessels in upcoming years, reducing the rate of atherosclerosis and cardiovascular disease in patients. How cool is that?
These tiny robots are so cool. They seem so effective when they move throughout the body as well as being a miniature doctor in the body, keeping watch on any warning signs of infection. But is it capable of treating terrible disease such as cancer?
I truly believe so. There is a specific species of tiny robots called the microbot. These are not Heroes microbots you know from Big Hero 6. Microbots were first invented in 2006 by a Canadian hospital technician. This magnificent microbot can carry cancer drugs and circulate throughout the body to kill numerous cancer cells.
That's awesome. Are there any other tiny robots that can perform cancer treatment within the body?
You better believe it. The nanobot is literally only 100 nanometers long, keeping in mind that 1 inch has 25 million nanometers in it. These tiny robots have the ability to shrink down tumors by blocking the tumor blood supply. Just keep in mind that the robots we are talking about today are not all the same. They fall under the category of nanorobots, but they may differ in function since engineers are testing out many different possibilities.
That's revolutionary. How do these nanobots do what they do?
I'm glad you asked, Shiha. These tiny surgeons are made from the sheets of DNA that were rolled into tubes that encase the drug needed that clots the blood. On the outside of the nanobots, researchers place proteins that are specific to the tumor, and once the bot reaches the tumor, it will create a chain reaction and allow the DNA to unroll and release the drug, making the blood clot and thus shrinking the tumor. Lebanese Institute for Solid State and Material Research in Germany applied the same concept to sperm cells and loaded it with cancer treatment drugs and killed 87% of the tumor cells within 3 days.
Have engineers done anything else to test cancer treatment?
Yes, in 2011, engineers tested the ability of microcarriers to deliver drugs in rabbits. They injected a small amount into the hepatic artery and steered the PillCam robot, mentioned earlier by Julia, using an MRI machine. This may be ideal for targeting liver cancers in humans because the vessels that lead to the liver are pretty large at 150 micrometers wide. This means that in the near future, scientists may be able to use nanorobots to treat cancer. There are an abundance of mini robots being developed today. Steerable surgeons could possibly be used for retinal surgeries. Robot pills have the potential for disease screening. Plaque busters could possibly remove plaque in the arteries. Bacteria bots may not only deliver drugs, but also diagnose diseases. And corkscrew swimmers would be great for vessel navigation. The possibilities seem endless right now. However, these robots have only been tested on animals or in labs. We're super excited for the future of medicine.
That's mind-blowing. Thank you for sharing. Not only are these robots tiny, they are controlled by a magnetic field. They can bounce, jump, hold, and carry things with ease. But no one should underestimate these little bots. They are strong. They can also stay inside the body and keep watch for any warning signs of bacteria. Now, doctors are creating motorized tiny robots that can propel through stomach acid and natural body solutions to, in fact, treat infections with antibodies they contain within the bot. It seems that as a society, we are steadily fighting the battle of cancer, and with these tiny robots, a new door of opportunity is opened for patients to receive treatment. Thank you for having me on your show and answering all of my questions.
Of course. course, we loved having you. And that's all, listeners, for this week's episode here on the STEM Chat.